Good morning, everybody. You know, happy Memorial Weekend Sunday. Memorial Weekend for those that live in the U.S., which is probably most of us, but if you don't, we celebrate on this coming Monday, we celebrate as a nation, anyway, people who have served in the armed services and the idea of service. So that's how we came upon the topic today. 2 weeks in a row, we're doing service. And seva, sacred service. So the next thing we do here, and also I'm just going to say to you guys, this is my very first time doing this, and I'm just grateful that you're all here and to have this support. Oh, Jerry's here. That's great. Lots of beautiful souls. And frankly, I was a little nervous, but I'll probably talk about that in my message. And yet, how could I be nervous coming into a room of such love and such loving beings? So, anyway, what we do next is, I'm pretty sure, I'm going back and forth, so that's why I'm going to say bear with me a little bit. I'm going back and forth to the internet. We do the greeting. So now is the time that we, share the peace, as they say in church. And so we play a song by Mitten called We Are Awakening. So let's go ahead and do that. I'll drop the mic, Lynn, so you can put that on.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic, awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love. We are awakening to a long forgotten memory. Dawn is breaking, waves are coming in. Everybody here standing in wonder beneath the rain and the thunder, rising in love.
Okay, thanks, Lynn, and everybody. Beautiful greetings, and let's go. I think we're going to announcements now. I just looked at it. No, statement of purpose. Statement of purpose, and then announcements. So let me pull that up. Yeah. So our purpose, the gather, the reason we're gathered here, or what we do as we join, why we join. We are an assembly of equals, joined in common purpose, awakening to one true self, within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols. We seek to discern one truth and rest in its embrace. Amen. And the core value that I picked today, I mean, really, it's funny. I think Jacqueline said the same thing last week. We're kind of always teaching the same thing. and in different words. And from different, slightly different angles. So I could have picked any one of the core values in a way, but the one I did pick was number 5. And we accept all forms as temporary appearances permitted through enduring awareness of self. We live this value by honoring all appearances and all experiences while continually reflecting on changeless truth. That would be the trick. Of being in the world and not. A beautiful value. So next up, we're going to go to the announcements. And I just need to look at the page. Okay. And we have lots of announcements. Very cool stuff going on at Awakening Together. Tonight, join us in the sanctuary at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern Daylight Time, for the fourth session of Gina Lake's 8-week mini-series, Busting the Illusion. Gina is very clear as she shows us how to free ourselves from the false self and its negative and limiting beliefs. We're seeing how the egoic mind operates, how it draws us into its illusory virtual reality, and how all suffering is created by believing the lies in the egoic thought stream. It's really amazing how easy it is to look at ourselves honestly as we listen to Gina. Her teaching style is just so clear. Also, remember that you can make a gratitude donation to Gina Lake by going to awakeningtogether.org, and I trust that Barbara or Lynn will post that, clicking donate and choosing the option that says support the current mini-series. All donations made at that link during the time frame of Gina's mini-series will go to her, so please be generous. Okay, number 2. There's a new Awakening Together class starting soon. It is Introduction to the Tao Te Ching. This class will be offered on Wednesday nights beginning June 15th from 9:30 to 11:30 Eastern Time, which is 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Pacific. Jacqueline Eckert will be the class facilitator. If you heard the recording of Regina's talk from the Community Miracles Conference, Community Miracle Center Conference in Las Vegas, then you might have an idea about how powerful the teaching of the Tao is. This is a 4-week class that will help bring out your inner master. That sounds like an incredible promise, but that is exactly what happens when we immerse ourselves in the wisdom of the Tao. To learn more, go to awakeningtogether.org and click on the class's menu. Registration is open until June 7th. Yeah, that's an awesome class. I love that class. Myself. So, let's see. Awakening Together will host its fall retreat this coming October in Colorado Springs, Colorado. There will be 3 retreats in a row. You can register for 1, 2, or all 3. Our 3 retreat leaders are Regina Dawn Akers, Brent Haskell, and John Mark Stroud. Today I want to share a little bit about Brent Haskell, who will lead a 1-day retreat on Friday, October 28th. His retreat falls between the Regina Dawn Akers and Mark Stroud retreats. Brent's retreat is titled Faith Without Works, or How Does Faith Work? Brent is the scribe of 2 well-known books, Journey Beyond Words, and The Other Voice. These books came about in the 90s when Brent channeled Jesus, whom he calls Yeshua, or The Voice. He channeled Yeshua, speaking that voice into a recorder. The recordings were then transcribed, resulting in these two books. And yes, Brent still hears and speaks Yeshua, or with Yeshua, sometimes during a retreat, when someone asks Brent a question that he doesn't know the answer to, he will step back and let Yeshua speak through him. If you're paying attention, you can feel the change in the room when this occurs. Brent is a pretty private man and seldom does retreats. Excuse me, I need a drink. Okie dokie. But he lives near Regina and Lynn, and he and his wife Sydney love awakening together. So he's agreed to lead a one-day retreat as part of our fall retreat this year. This is an excellent opportunity to meet Brent. Also, at the retreat, he will share the latest wisdom he's received from Yeshua. And I personally saw him in February, as did probably many of you in the room. And he was wonderful. Very inspiring and fun and comforting and delightful. Just delightful he was. He is. You can learn more about the Brent Haskell retreat, as well as the Regina Dawn Akers and John Mark Stroud retreats, at awakeningtogether.org under the events menu. Just click 2016 Fall Retreat in Colorado Springs. Okay, so that's all of our announcements. And let me pull the... Yeah. Okay, so I think next, sorry, not sorry, but I am sort of finding my way through this. Next we have our opening song. And what is so lovely, Lynn played such a beautiful musical lineup before this. And the first song that, I think the song that I thought of first for this talk was one that she played. So I was so thrilled that she played it. And that was The Light of My Heart. But the song that we're going to play now is also by Snadam Kaur, accompanied by Peter Cater on piano. And it's a beautiful song, and it's called Soft Like Wax. And how, as we're opening, you know, an awakening, this individual self just becomes, it's not about fighting it. It just becomes softer and softer and eventually melts and integrates back into the whole. And so that's what this song is about. It's very beautiful. I'll post the lyrics and the meaning, because she always, not always, but in this song and in many songs, she combines English lyrics with the Gurmukhi chant, you know, mantra. And lovely how she does it. So I'm going to drop the mic so that Lynn can play this for us. Okay, thanks. That song wanted a little silence afterwards, didn't it? Yeah. Sorry. I get kind of reclamped sometimes. Those of you that listen to me on Wednesdays know that already. Or from other ways, if you know me. And so I embrace it. It's all good. I'm a laugher and a crier. And, so, and a lot of times at the same time. So anyway, next up, we have my buddy Bart, who is going to read lesson one. Oh, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. Read for us. And Bart and I are pals from the MPP course. We were in class together for 2 years straight. And so there were eight of us, and we got to be quite, you know, it was a lovely group. So anyway, Bart very kindly agreed to read for me today, or for us. And we have, I think it's ACIM lesson 187. I bless the world because I bless myself. Although I sent him an email to say maybe we could change it. So I really can't promise what Bart's going to read, but whatever it is, I know it's going to be beautiful and inspiring. And so I'm going to drop the mic, and Bart, it's all yours.
Well, thank you. it's wonderful to be here in this room at this time, because I see a lot of people that I know and some that I don't know. And I know that you're all beautiful. So, I took the reading from Reflection of the One Life, Daily Pointers to Enlightenment. That's Scott Kilby's readings for daily meditation in his book. 365 of them, and they're all just for me, right on. And the title of this one is Spiritual Practices Die on Their Own. Before you pray or meditate this morning, ask yourself this question. Is it true that peace is not already here in this moment? As you begin to ask that question seriously, you may start to see certain beliefs pop up that are keeping you locked into the idea that you are somehow separate from peace, God, enlightenment, or whatever it is you are seeking. The idea of separateness is entirely thought created. You literally think into existence the notion that there is a you separate from that which you seek. You dream up the idea that you must do something before you can attain something else. In that way, you give yourself more time, which just means more mind. Time is mind. Investigate this for yourself. Notice that you cannot entertain the thought of future attainment without thinking. Do you see the thoughts that tell you that you need to pray or meditate in order to achieve something? These thoughts are the only thing obscuring the realization that peace is all there is. God is all there is. Enlightenment is all there is. Under the movements of seeking towards the concepts of peace, God, or enlightenment, the actual truth to which those words are pointing is already here now. Spiritual practices die on their own when it is realized that there is nothing you could ever do to get closer to the divine. You are not separate from it. And I'm releasing the mic.
Thank you, Bart. It was a beautiful reading and a beautiful selection. Bart, actually, we had a great powwow on Skype yesterday. Bart lives in Costa Rica, and I live in New Jersey. And that reading came up just in our chatting, not even as a suggestion, but he send it to me. He quoted from it, and it's just how God moves. You know, it's interesting how things come together, and as we are more and more soft like wax, we just allow things to unfold, and so the reading changed. Although I love the original reading too, I bless the world because I bless myself. That's an absolutely gorgeous lesson. I mean, they're all gorgeous lessons. So, but this was lovely, and I liked it, and I liked that it came through Bart. You know, it came. Anyway, he shared it with me, and it was beautiful. So, thank you, Bart, for that, for contributing that. And for those that enjoyed it, Scott Colobi was interviewed by Regina some months back, and so there is an archived interview on the website somewhere. You can find it if you want to hear it. Okay, so now we're going to do an invocation. I'm going to pray us in, you know, and kind of a praying fool. So let's get down to it. If you're in a, I trust that you are, because this is Sunday service, so I trust that you're not, well, whatever, if you're driving your car, just don't close your eyes. But if you're in a position that you can really settle in and close your eyes, that would be great. You probably were already doing that for the reading. And so we just continue to deepen and anchor ourselves in this sanctuary, this sacred space that we all come together to join in, to remember that we are in fact already joined, that there is just one life, one power, one presence, one infinite and almighty love intelligence. Some of us call it God. And it's right here, right now. It's mighty in the midst of us. In us, through us, all around us, as us. And we're here to remember that. We're here to join in that remembering, that it may increase for each of us and all of us exponentially. That we're living it, not just thinking about it, being it. Trusting it, resting in it. And so with this awareness, I speak this word for this time that we spend together. And this message that's coming through today, I trust that Carrie's little self is happily stepping or melting aside so that she is the perfect, available, willing vessel for Spirit's message for this congregation today. And I'm grateful for that. Very grateful for that. Grateful for each and every one that is here. Grateful for how Spirit moves through every aspect of this gathering. You know, how it all flows smoothly and graciously. All the beings that come together to make it possible for us to have this experience, not only on Sundays, but all through the week. You know, blessings, like when we eat, you know? Like, think of all the things that come together. So grateful for every detail and aspect of it, and how love itself moves through time and space, as time and space, as life itself, to manifest in ways that help us to awaken and help us to remember that we are joined and help us to deepen into that experience and that knowingness. And so, in this gratitude, I just release this word and I release it into what I call the law, what is called the law in some practices, this aspect of our own collective mind that is infinite possibility and infinite creativity that allows all experiences to occur. It's infinite in power and in scope, and it has no opinions, it has no judgments, it just says yes to us all the time, all the time. And so knowing that, I know that it's done. It's done, accomplished, perfected, and complete. And so in full faith and absolute trust and the humility that remembers that we have never, in fact, been as we have imagined the smallness and the limited little beings that we imagined, but we are right now, ever and always have been and will be as God created us. And so it is. Amen. Amen, amen. Okay, so, yeah, thanks for joining me in prayer. Thanks for all of us joining together. And it's funny, I'm here to do this message, and my theme, you know, was really sort of initiated by Memorial Day. And just because, I mean, I guess sermons kind of go that way, right? If you have a holiday, you sort of acknowledge it. And the first part of service I'm going to talk about is the really primal part. Well, maybe not the most primal part, but because it's what affected me personally this week. I said yes to doing Fifth Sundays, you know, months ago, and it was like, oh, sure, I can do that. That would be great. Excuse me, I had a little drink so I can keep talking. And the whole idea of seva, you know, service, sacred service. So it's so many, there are so many different levels, and a big part of it is the purification of our own minds. Maybe the major part of it. And, well, it is. Actually, it all kind of boils down to that. And I have to say, you know, I said yes to this all those months ago, but this week as it was coming up, I experienced, I'm laughing about it now. Bart and I had a good chat about this yesterday. Quite an ego attack. And I thought I was doing okay. I thought, you know, I was remembering the truth that, you know, I'm choosing the joy of God instead of pain, and just basically turning away from the lies of the ego and being willing to rest in awareness and truth. But it got more intense, and it got more intense during the night, last night, and frankly, I hardly slept at all. And it got to a point, and I just kept getting hooked, you know, I just kept getting hooked about anxiety and feeling, you know, who are you? Who do you think you are to be delivering a message? These people, none of them just fell off the turnip wagon. What are you going to say to these people, you know, that could possibly be inspiring to them? And that, I mean, this is the voice of my ego was keeping me awake, or not, well, I was keeping myself awake because I was choosing to listen to it. And so there was a lot of, you know, I'm badness and unworthiness coming up. And so it's very interesting. Right now I am taking the course. There's a 5-week course for people who've completed the MPP training, the ministerial training, to be able to teach the classes. And I'm, you know, I've been pretty excited about that. And the first week's homework, which I have yet to turn in, I actually did it, last week on something else, but I suspected in the back of my mind, maybe I should do the homework on this. And it was root cause inquiry to get down to, down to what is really going on with this absolutely torturous ego attack that kept me awake for most of the night. That I'm laughing about now, I actually feel quite refreshed at this point, which is interesting. So it must be a sign that the root cause inquiry worked. So I'm just going to kind of go over it real quickly, what I actually, you know, what I did. I did it in the middle of the night. I didn't write it. I didn't journal it. I just did it mentally. And the first layer is just to recognize that, you know, if my mind were healed, I wouldn't be suffering. Which, of course, is true. And or I accept that as truth. And I think most of you do, too. And so I accept that as a fact in my experience. And it has worked many times, this root cause. So the second thing is to just start asking, you know, why do I feel this way? And, you know, it was real quick. Because I was projecting onto you guys to some degree, because I said, you know, one of my thoughts is, what am I going to be able to share with such a already awake crowd, you know? And then the next thing, why would I feel that way? And, basically, you know, it came down to I'm worthless and unlovable was the belief. And so why do I think that? And it was strange. What does that mean? You know, what does that mean? Not why do I think that, but what does, the next question for me was, what does that mean to me? And what came was, just that I'm not safe. The belief was, I'm not safe anywhere, anyhow, any way. It's just impossible to be safe. Which is interesting because it came up around the other thing too. And then amazingly, I thought that was the basement when I did it the last time. And then what dawned on me, which is really stating the absolute obvious. I mean, that the motivation for all of it is just the propping up and the maintenance of a personal self. Whether it's suffering or just the specialness, you know, this is my special little problem. And it defines me, you know, in this moment, or in that moment, you know, during the night. And I was letting it define me, and obviously subconsciously grateful. You know, I wanted that because it was something, that suffering and those beliefs were helping to maintain the sort of stiffness and realness and, you know, my little self, you know, my important little self. And that was great to have that awareness. And so I guess it's, you know, I mean, I knew it anyway, but it came in a way that was more visceral, you know, like that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing right now. That's all you're doing right now. And then, now I'm laughing. That it really boils down to that, you know. That's all that I'm really doing when I am choosing to suffer. And so, I did the last part, which I think is the most important part, and sometimes people forget, I really forgave myself. You know, I just closed my eyes and put my hands over my heart and I forgave myself for believing those things and making those choices. And Yeah, identifying, exactly. Oh, Hal's here too. Lots of my classmates are here. It tickles me. There, it's kind of a specialness too, but you know, at least it's a happy one. So I really forgave myself and allowed that to just move through and really feel it and also to let myself remember that, you know, to turn back to the awareness and to remember, you know, that I bless the world because I bless myself. That is so incredibly important to remember. And what happened was that was like 5-something in the morning. And so I went back to sleep. And I slept till 8:30 at least, which is interesting. You know, I was able to sleep. And so spiritual practice has some very practical worldly application. And woke up really looking forward to being with you guys and being here and joining and sharing with you all. And so thanks for the, you know, letting me share that. And I just, and as far as service goes, you know, Regina, I'm sure most of you have listened to the code audios. And so the code is the, what the code, the matrix, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's what we make with our thoughts, you know, and this whole all of time, space, and form. I mean, what we really are, you know, it's the source of the Big Bang. I mean, what we, and then it happened and this intelligence that we really are that is so profound and so vast, even in the illusion, you know, it keeps the planet spinning around the sun. Keeps your heart beating and your blood pumping and grows your hair and makes babies and brings the leaves and the grass out in the spring, you know? And we don't have to do anything consciously to make that happen. It just does. And so this dream can be a totally healed paradise, heaven on earth. You know, we're promised that. And as we allow this process of our minds to be purified, and we, because we're all contributing to this code, to this matrix that is manifesting as this world, this life, you know, that we all experience. So we are individually experiencing it, and yet we are individually experiencing this thing, that this tacit agreement, what we have agreed upon collectively, and yet we're also individually, so in a way we're at the effect of the collective agreement, and yet personally we have the power, you know, the power of decision, the power of choice, and how to perceive. And as our perception and our minds are healed, what we put back into the code changes. It changes. That's service. You know, purifying our minds, doing the spiritual practice until it falls away. It's like the reading. You know, until it becomes apparent that the peace is already here right now and there's nothing but that. But until that time, the purification process continues. And we have moments of perfect clarity that are, you know, I think everyone's had some of these amazing peak experiences, real clarity. And in a way, Bart and I talked about this yesterday, that's like we're throwing ourselves a bone from our higher self to our, you know, to the self, to what's in the world, to what's experiencing the world. And it can lead us, you know, when we remember those experiences they can bolster our faith and keep us practicing until the purification is complete. And the code, you know, and so each of us is so freaking essential, you know. As we bless ourselves and we become free, it's enlightened self-interest, you know, we are so contributing to the healing of this dream, so it can become so beautiful and so precious. It is. It already is. It is that. But surrendering it, you know, as we surrender to our right mind, to this Holy Spirit, to reinterpret everything that we have made up, it can show us the beauty, because light and love and God are all there really is. And so it's always here. You know, when we see, when we're willing to accept Christ's vision and see beyond time, space, and form, beyond bodies, beyond condition, condition is altered. And experience is altered. And healed. It is amazing. Accepting what is allows what is. It shows us how malleable what is. And I could tell lots of stories, but I don't feel like doing that right now. Maybe. We have a few minutes left. Maybe one will come up. But, you know, and then it makes me think of this radical acceptance, you know, of ourselves and others, this seva. I mean, what my particular experience was really inwardly directed that time. But as we see our brothers, you know, as we're willing to see our brothers beyond the body and be in trust and know that life, everyone is an expression of this one life. And this one life knows what it's doing. It knows what it wants. As each and every one of us. And if we can just trust that, we could love ourselves so much. We can. We really can. And then it makes it so easy for us to love each other and be a witness to the perfection of everything that's unfolding. That it's also perfect some way, somehow. And all the levels, and that level of service, you know, that witnesses even what we were talking, you know, what tomorrow our holiday is dedicated to, military service or very challenging things that seem very challenging in the world. You know, when we let the Holy Spirit interpret these things, we can see that there can be sacred meaning even in things that seem so, to our worldly perception, so oppositional and separated. And yet it gives beings an opportunity, even if they're not consciously on a spiritual path, that part of our mind that's not consciously on a spiritual path, because it's all one thing, in some cases may have an experience of, you know, it chooses to know that its little self is part of something greater. And maybe, you know, there's some, how do I know? I can't know what anybody else's experience is. But it's like the Holy Spirit is the ultimate spin doctor, right? Puts the divine spin on everything in the world when we surrender to it. And I just, when I accept that, I can see how there's spiritual training in all human experience, the potential and possibility, and how an individual can surrender itself for what it believes is a greater good, and feel the greater good in that. And that's one thing that I can see, you know, in that, in the great service to our collective awakening, that military service can do. And I'm sure there are people in here, there may be people in here who are veterans who will be able to share about awakening experience. Maybe there aren't, but awakening experience through that kind of service. I mean, peak experience when people are facing things that seem incredibly challenging and difficult and frightening from our worldly perspective, there are opportunities for vast spiritual openings where all defenses fall away. And people really surrender and allow God, spirit, life, love to have its way with them in complete ego collapse. Even if it doesn't last for long, it's a beacon that can lead us through the rest of our journey in this lifetime, whether it happens through military service or something else, some other great challenge in our life. But that opening, that big tear in the fabric of the illusion where the light comes streaming in, streaming through or out of us, you know. It's like, you, depending on what angle you want to look at the metaphor, but it's beautiful. And it leads that being, it can possibly lead that being through the rest of their life, you know, spiritual life, and they know, you know, there was an experience of really knowing truth that can help us. And I come back to this saying over and over again, live more in the world and less of it, so that we can be that beacon, you know, that we are, and radiate those great rays that we are, and connect with each other in that oneness, and recognize that that's what's really going on, not bodies, time, space, and form. But be, you know, through how we communicate here, you know, we can connect those rays and remember this, and remember how beautiful it is that we are one thing awakening to itself. You know, how beautiful is that? Yeah. So I guess I'm done because time is up. Thank you. It's just been delightful to be with you all. And I'm just grateful for everyone who chose to come and be a part of this gathering today. And I am grateful for the opportunity to share with you guys. So I think we have another song that really, I just love all of you. I love all of us. I love what we are and who we are and how we are. You know, it's all perfect. And so Lynn has another song, and it's really going to wrap this up. It's one of my personal favorites. So I'm going to drop the mic and let her play that for us. Namaste.
I see trees that are green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a are also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But they're really saying, I love you.
I love that song. Just such a, especially that line, you know, people saying, how do you do? And they're really saying, I love you all the time. Really. What do we have next? Open meditation and contemplation by all. Uh-oh. Lynn, I might need some help from you with this. Or for someone else here who is experienced, Jackie or Jay, Jacqueline or Jay, what am I supposed to do here? I knew there was sharing, but I didn't realize that we had that. So somebody help me out. Oh, okay, cool. So we go right to sharing, or do we? Okay, all right. We'll go right to sharing. Great. And then we share. Gloria, we didn't have any sound from you, so I'm going to drop this, and Lynn's up, so maybe she's going to give us a little clarity, but we want to hear from everybody, so that'll be great. Let me drop it.
All right. Thank you so much, Carrie. And God, you gave me so much to think about today. And honestly, I'm just sitting here literally in tears because what I realize is that, you know, I've always been grateful for this room, this opportunity, what I'm allowed to do as this is my sacred seva. This is what I do. And, you know, I would do it under any circumstance. I did it for a long time before anybody ever started paying me. Dove did it for years. I mean, this really is a sacred service to be here in this room, to be here with these people, to be sharing and working with people who come in who maybe have never taught, never said anything to anybody about any of their thoughts. And to be able to come in here, to take the mic, to share their hearts, to do their own sacred seva, to do their own service, and to, by teaching, learn, by sharing, by joining, become healed. This is what happens in this room, in this sanctuary, and has for years and years and years. And I have to admit, when I came here, I was, you know, fairly effed up. I was kind of broken. And this being here, being able to do this, like I said, service, joining, being with people, has completely healed my mind. And it's an amazing, amazing thing. But the reason I'm saying all this, because you've heard all this before, I'm sure. This is kind of an important topic in my life. That all my life, since I was a little child, since I was a baby, since I was an infant, since I can remember, I have had a longing to be of service, to help people. You know, I was one of those, and I see it in my little grandson too, helpful. Wanting to help all the time, wanting to share all the time, because it's been a prompting that was given, like, it's not because I'm special. Everyone has it. Everyone has it. It's just something that has to be cultivated. And for some reason, for me, early on, I just recognized it was important and it was the way to be. But I just realized during your talk today, Carrie, how very, very grateful I am for that prompting, for that recognition, for that knowing that to help other people is really the stairway to heaven. You know, it's really the key to the door, whatever you want to say. It really is. It's not helping people because you feel sorry for them. It's helping people because you love them and you want them to be everything, to know everything, to have everything. And this is what our path is. It is, I'm bhakti and you're bhakti. That's the way we are. we live our lives for service. And however that happens, you know, we're given the opportunity. Holy Spirit puts us in the right place at the right time. You know, Holy Spirit had Regina Dawn Akers move to Pueblo to get me. That's how serious this is. And if you look at the world, you will see how things have been arranged for you. And it may not seem like the most pleasant arrangement. It may seem like something terrible has happened. But every single thing that has occurred, what could you not accept if you but knew that everything, past, present, and to come, has been gently planned by one whose only purpose is your good? You have been given this opportunity so that you can awaken. We can all awaken. And it is a wonderful world, and I am so very, very, very grateful. Thank you for this topic. Thank you for reminding me of my gratitude, because it's the most important thing. Everything happens perfectly. So I will put down the mic now, and for you, Gloria, thank you.
Okay, good morning. Are you able to hear me now? Are you able to hear me okay this morning? Okay, are you able to hear me? All right, are you able to hear me this morning?
Gloria, we were hearing you just fine, but you weren't seeing our answers. So I'm gonna drop the mic again, but pick it up because we were hearing you just fine.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know that, Carrie. I thought my devices had gone completely crazy here this morning for a second there. But I just wanted to get on. Thank you to Carrie and the reader this morning, Bart and Lynn, for the information that you guys just shared. I wanted to speak directly to one of the things that Carrie talked about, the attack and the purification that happens, because as a new minister in the sanctuary, I also endured the exact same, maybe not to the exact degree, but also this purification and a letting go of the ego. And what Holy Spirit has dealt with me and let me know about that is that when I said yes to speaking, I wasn't just saying yes to speaking. I was saying yes to becoming empty. I also struggled with feeling what could I possibly have to share, and it's also in regards to the change in the reading today. I also am in the process of preparing for my reading next week. My reading change to center around awakening, and I was somewhat resistant when that change came in, because I'm aware that Regina is going to be speaking next week about this, so I was just kind of resistant about that, but I had stepped into accepting that fully. So when I heard the change in the reading today that was by Scott Killaby was also about awakening, that was my confirmation for me from Holy Spirit letting me know that I was on the right track, that I am moving in the right direction with the reading that I have scheduled to bring forward next week. So I wanted to just share with Carrie and anybody else who's considering coming forward to speak in the sanctuary, the yes is not just to speak. The yes is to become an empty vessel. Excuse me. The yes is to become an empty vessel so that Holy Spirit can bring forth a message that is co-created by the people who are here listening. The people who show up to receive this message, whether it's in person or whether it's on the radio, they are the ones that are calling forth the information that they need in order to evolve. All we are vessels that are here to, that are willing enough to release our own resistance enough, which is where the purification comes in and the ego attacks. For me, it wasn't just a mental ego attack when I was preparing my initial topics. My physical environment began to reflect my beliefs, you know, that the beliefs that were coming up that I was not, I didn't know if I had what it would really take to go forward with all of this. My physical environment began to change in such a way that was so blatantly obvious. It was as if someone had gotten up and raised a really big red flag that helped me to refocus enough to realize what was actually occurring here. What I was really being asked to do was to let go of anything that would prevent me from being empty and open enough to speak to God's holy people. So and there were two other points that you made during the during your conversation, and that was about true service and purification. That's what this is really about. Not only for the speaker, but for the listeners, we're all working together to purify and to be of true service here. So I invite everyone to join me next weekend. Next Sunday, I'll be talking about more on the topic of awakening. To abide or not abide is my topic. And we will take this discussion one step further with a different perspective on what awakening really is. So thank you all for allowing me to share and add this little piece to what we've been able to receive today. And blessings to you all. I'll let go of the mic.
I take it that this is Rebecca. Does she release the mic and I was up next? I love this version of The Wonderful World by Eva Cassidy. It really hit deeply in my heart. It's one of my very favorite songs, regardless of who sings it. But, Carrie, when you talked about how even the military personnel who do service move into a place of this giving, this spirituality in order to do, excuse me, what they need to do. And you listen to the song and you take the aspects of it as, again, it's emotional, as daily practices of the simple things when you say hello to the person on the street or your next door neighbor. And it comes from your heart. And when you look at the trees and the birds and you see them from your heart and you go through life operating from your heart, the I'm sorry's come from your heart. The picking up the trash as you walk down the street comes from your heart. It truly is a world of service. And we can label services the big things, the noticeable things, the nurses, the doctors, the military. But it's all from the heart. There is no big and there is no small. It's just saying thank you. And I'm going to let go of the mic.
First of all, I just want to say thank you to everyone. You've all been, I'm so glad everybody's here. I don't even have words to express the gratitude for this room and this space. And the transformation that this room has gone through, the sacred space, the years of Dove being here, and moving into, there was a lot of fear from a lot of people. Were worried about it being about the changes that were going on in this room when it was being changed to Awakening Together. And I never felt that. I still see it unfolding exactly. It's an expansion of what already was more. How can you have more and more? But it's just so beautiful the way it's all unfolding, just as it was seen, just through the guidance and following that guidance that Regina had. And it's just so weird. And it's been a while now, but then all of you new to this space, I'm so grateful. Carrie, you did beautiful. I knew you would. I loved how you shared the example of what Eva was telling you. And I've been facing a little some fear with my move. My place isn't ready yet. I'm not going to be able to come in here like 24/7 as I'm used to, and it's almost like okay, well, now you get to test your wings dances because you don't have this room for the daily reminders. This is where you really get to put this is where you really get to do the walk, not just the talk and the listening. It's where everything's going to fall into place, and I know it is. I'm trusting. There is some fear, but I am trusting. And the other thing with the topic with the service and it being the Memorial Weekend, my sweetie was a Vietnam vet. He recently passed. He had some of these guys that come home are still there, and a lot of them struggle, and there's a lot of them that struggle to the extent of they kill themselves. There's a very large number every day, and Ed was my sweetie was a course person, and it worked for him wonderfully. It in places like this and our topics that we have here, and still, well, I don't really have words. I just am. I'm grateful for the clarity that's coming through, even though it's not coming out in my words. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. Dropping the mic.
Okay, thanks everybody for your beautiful shares and and contribution to the gathering. We're going to have one more song. Lynn is humoring me on that. And as a matter of fact, Lynn, if you haven't found it, I can just drop the mic and pick back up and play it from here, although I'd have to find it too, so I guess you're probably already on the job. But I'm to do a benediction, some gratitude. So in this gratitude that we're all feeling for this joining and this sacred space and and the seva, you know, the opportunities for awakening through seva, that it, you know, genuine service from the heart, when we get past, when we empty out, as Gloria was saying, you know, and turn away from the ego beliefs and just let spirit work through us, we start to realize that we are that. And so we realize what we really are and love ourselves because we are love more and more and more. And so the seva in itself helps us to know who we are, what we are, whose we are, where we come from. What's the truth, you know? And as we know that, the filters are, you know, the scales are falling from our eyes, the filters are dropping away, and so we see it everywhere we look because we're starting to see with the vision of Christ, this clarified, purified awareness of just pure beingness. And so I'm so grateful for that. And I'm so grateful for how it looks in the world. I'm so grateful for each and all of you that are here, and so many of you contribute. You're contributing everywhere. You're contributing in your lives and witnessing the truth and loving yourselves and your brothers and sisters. And for all those that are here that contribute in some tangible way to the existence and the continuance of awakening together and the expansion of it. Grateful for all of that seva on all the levels that it occurs. Every single level is precious There is no hierarchy. It's all perfect. All perfect. Everything is essential. Each and every one of you and all that you are is absolutely essential and integral. And I am grateful, 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 and loving. Loving all of it, loving all of us, loving all of you. And so amen, amen, amen to that. And yeah. So let us have a song if Lynn's ready. I'm going to drop the mic and we'll see what she's got for us. Okay. I guess we are officially complete. Thanks to all of you guys. As Gloria said, and it's so funny because I thought about saying this earlier during the week and all the thoughts that came to me, what I was going to say, and then you wonder if you're going to fill up 20 minutes and you know, you could go on forever. But exactly that we get out of the way, the little self gets out of the way, and that really the people, the congregation is what pulls out the message. You know, it calls it forth. And the purpose of the person who is delivering the message is just to deliver it and to say yes and to allow. And that there's no doubt about that. And it's a very clear feeling. So for anyone that feels called to be doing this work, this kind of stuff, you know, let me say that the ego does come up. It'll come up and, you know, you'll get like a real, you'll get clarity and guidance and then after that, and it'll feel great. And then after that, the ego will try and talk you out of, being self, being expressed, you know, just turn away. Don't listen to it. Don't let it stop you. Don't let anything stop you from shining your light. I guess that's what it is. That's service. Okay. Bye, guys. I love you all. Bye-bye.